The March Madness Round of 16 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament takes center stage tonight. The UConn Huskies, the lone New England team remaining in the tournament, square off against San Diego State University in Anaheim tonight. In workplaces throughout the land, white-collar workers and blue-collar workers, or workers who have already lost their shirts, are keeping a close eye on the tournament. They filled out their brackets before the tournament began, and now they're finding out how their picks have fared. As the tournament heads into this weekend, commentator Bill Littlefield muses on the attractions of bracketology.
One of the benefits of following sports is that when you are correct in your assessment of a circumstance, or when your guess turns out to be right, you can fool others, and sometimes yourself, into thinking you are clever. No event provokes this syndrome more often or more dramatically than the NCAA basketball tournament. Each March, millions of people ritually fill out the brackets of this tournament. People who follow college basketball do it with pencils they have chewed through, or they would do that if they were still using pencils. But people who don't follow college basketball at all also fill in the brackets. They are pestered by fellow employees to do this, perhaps so that the pool of imaginary cash that will accrue to the winner will grow. So folks who think Spiders is a cool nickname type in Richmond, and somebody with an irrational attachment to universities named after people may have had George Mason meeting St. Peter's in the semifinals. When two basketball teams play each other, one of them will win. This does not mean every game is a 50-50 proposition. No number 16 seed has ever beaten a number 1 seed in the men's tournament. But it does mean that luck plays a big part in bracketology, although nobody whose brackets begin to glow with the promise of imaginary money after the first weekend of the tournament is going to admit that. It is more likely such a person will say, "Of course I had Morehead State, a number 13, over Louisville, a number 4. Louisville had peaked, Morehead State was due, and they were motivated by the opportunity to eliminate a more celebrated in-state rival," or something. I have no such illusions about my own guesses this time around. My own picks were not quite random. I was pretty sure Kansas would knock off Boston University, and North Carolina over Long Island seemed safe. But in the matchups where the outcome seemed less obvious, I did not check the heights of the bench players on each squad or compare the records of the opposing coaches as they have moved from job to job to job to job. I guessed. Of course, if it turns out my brackets prevail, I will retract that admission, for the results will have demonstrated that over all those who labor in this office, I am king.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for WBUR and hosts Only a Game each Saturday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m.